Hello, my friend. How are you? I want you to do me a favor. Check in where your breathing is at before we begin. In other words, are you nose or mouth breathing? Are you chest or belly breathing? In other words, when you breathe in, is your belly rising or your chest or both? To judge yourself, I just want you to meet your breath exactly where it is, just bringing our awareness to exactly how we're breathing right now. Nose, mouth, chest, belly. You might find yourself naturally taking a deep breath because you're bringing awareness to it. I want you to just bring awareness to your feet. How would you know that you had feet if you couldn't look? If you were to close your eyes, let's say, and you were to just become aware of where your feet, legs, bum is, if you're lying down, where your whole body is, your back, everything, becoming aware of where the bed or chair ends and you begin, just bringing awareness to the whole self. Everything is as it should be. The only place that you need to be is where you are. Now I want you to take 5 deep breaths with me. I'm going to count down from 3, and then I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose and blow it out like you're blowing through a straw 5 times. It's okay if you don't go with the rhythm of me. You cannot get this wrong. Please be mindful of the inner critique and the judgment or the comparing nature of humans or how we can be sometimes. Slowly becoming aware that the shoulders might want to drop, the back might want to get more erect, the jaw might want to be shaken out. 3 more. Put a bit of effort in. Slow and controlled out breath. Breath was getting a little bit deeper, filling up a little bit more of the bottom of the belly, all the way up to the chest. I want you to take one more big deep inhalation and hold at the top. We're going to let go with sound. We're going to do a deep sigh. We're going to let go with sound all the way in. Go with you. Feeling the body relaxing every single time we breathe out. Relaxes a little bit more. Landing more and more and more into our body. And I want you to just take this mantra of it is what it is. It is. Let's learn to not fight what is. anything helping or hindering us. It's fighting what is helping or hindering you. Just letting your body and breath completely do its own thing now for a minute. If you're like me, you might want to move a little bit. There's no way to get meditation wrong. It just takes a little bit of focus, a little bit of attention, a little bit of attention. Clouds start to separate. You can even visualize thoughts as clouds if they come in. Just let them flow on past, don't grab them. They're not yours. They don't have to be. It is what it is. Everything is as it should be. If you don't believe me, just trust me for now. Everything. Everything is as it should be. Now you can check in again where your body's naturally breathing. Is it in through the nose? Is it in through the mouth? Is it a little bit deeper to when you started? No judgment, no comparison, total relaxation. Is happening. No one can solve the problem, the perceived problem, on the same level of thinking or consciousness that created it. In other words, we do something like this. We change the channel, we flip the script. The script flips. Ways. You cannot get meditation wrong. You simply made a choice. You simply chose to sit down, put a bit of effort and energy into relaxation, into a mantra, reclaiming a little bit of focus. Clarity is a beautiful thing. Let's be clear. Here. Stress, anxiety, overwhelm. Let's not get caught in the stress, the anxiety, or the overwhelm. Let's be clear that these are at play. Anxiousness is happening. I am not anxious. I cannot have anxiety. Where do I have it? In my pocket. Under my mattress. Anxiety happens. Anxiety is associated with short, sharp, high up breathing, high, really short and shallow breaths into the chest area. Again, there's no judgment here. Our words create our world. So we're becoming more and more and more aware of the words that we are talking to ourselves, saying to ourselves, repeating to ourselves, the stories we are telling ourselves. Where are they leading us? Are they spiraling us down? Or are they spiraling us up? Again, no judgment. It is what it is. Let's not fight what is, please. Everything is as it should be. All thoughts can flow on past. Take a deep breath in through your nose for 4 seconds. In, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, in, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, in, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4, allow the body and breath to be whatever it wants to be. No control, complete surrender. All thoughts are floating on past, any or all thoughts are floating on past. It is what it is. Be what it will be. I can only control me. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing every day and expecting a different result. Stressed, we remain clear in clarity that stress is happening. We don't identify as being stressed, we don't identify as being anxious or having anxiety. These are symptoms, this is feedback. Sensations of your feet and wiggle your toes. Become aware of the environment that you're sitting in or laying in. Give yourself a metaphysical pat on the back. Make sounds, move your body, begin to open your eyes, do a little squirrel if you want, crack the shoulders back, move the jaw around, shake the shoulders, back in the room. Everything is as it should be. Stay lit, bro, stay lit, sis. See you in the next rodeo.